When you fill out a job application, you're expected to answer some basic questions, things like your employment experience, education history, and references. In many cases, you also have to check a box to declare whether you've ever been convicted of a crime. But in places like San Francisco, Berkeley, and Richmond, that question is no longer fair game. Yesterday, the San Francisco Board of Supervisors extended its 2006 Ban the Box legislation. It's part of a national trend to end discrimination in hiring for ex-cons. Last year, the state of California barred the question entirely from public employment applications. In fact, 10 states and more than 50 cities and counties have enacted some form of Ban the Box laws. The city of Richmond passed its Ban the Box ordinance in 2011, forbidding government employees from asking job applicants about their criminal histories. That city is now expanding its law, making it one of the most far-reaching in the country. As KALW's Kyungjin Lee reports, now, private employers with city contracts will no longer be able to ask applicants about criminal pasts.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody. First of all,
it's graduation day for Michelle Walker. She cycled through jails and prisons for a third of her life. But now, the 31-year-old is ready to change things for good. She just completed an intensive two-week course on financial education and career management, organized by a local group that supports low-income people.
I would like to thank my parents, because without them I wouldn't be here. Then
Walker looks sharp in a white button-up shirt tucked into black slacks. This is one of the biggest accomplishments of her life.
You know, I just like to say that it's not about what we've done in our past, but what we do now to better our futures. Thank you.
Walker hasn't had an easy life. Born and raised in Richmond, she became a foster kid at age 6 and says she started making bad choices as she got older. She was 16 when she was first incarcerated for assault.
I definitely feel that it was a protection of myself and a defense, but, you know, like, two minors, we both got in trouble, and I was more rebellious, so I got confined for it.
Since then, she's been in and out of jails a handful of times. After her last stint in prison a few years ago, Walker says she's tried to make a better life for her 4-year-old son. She held down a steady housekeeping job in Arizona for 2 years, but recently moved back to Richmond.
A lot of different cashier, warehouse. I did a warehouse assembly, so I've applied at a couple of warehouse. Construction, I'm trying to see if they need any kind of carpentry work. I've been applying for a lot.
But finding work with a rap sheet isn't easy. In 2011, a local advocacy group for formerly incarcerated people found that more than two-thirds of Richmond's residents with a criminal history are unemployed.
People who have been to prison are faced with nearly insurmountable obstacles in returning to society in terms of earning a living and supporting their family.
Jesse Stout is the policy director for Legal Services for Prisoners with Children. His organization has led the campaign to ban the box nationwide. The idea is to prohibit questions about criminal convictions from job applications. Ban the box policies are growing in cities including Chicago and New York, as well as San Francisco, Oakland, and Berkeley. But Stout says Richmond stands out. The reason is that Richmond doesn't just prohibit city employers from asking about criminal histories. Now, private businesses that contract with the city can't ask either, ever.
Other than those that are specifically required to by state or federal law.
The exempted jobs include police officers, teachers, and other sensitive positions where people have to handle large amounts of cash or private information. Richmond Councilwoman Jovanka Beckles sponsored the ordinance last year. During a council meeting to vote on the measure, she spoke about a man she'd known for 20 years who applied for a job helping children with mental health issues. Beckles didn't even know he had once been incarcerated.
Most honest man I know. Came in there wanting to do an internship, was denied because he committed a crime that had nothing to do with children. But the fact that he had a record disqualified him, and that's not fair. He should have been given an opportunity to sit down. He should have been given an opportunity to show and prove himself.
Michelle Walker got that opportunity. After her training course, she found work as a landscaper. But many private businesses in Richmond are not pleased with the new law.
We have some business people in there say, well, no, I would totally not go for it. In no way I want to know who I'm hiring.
Michael Davenport is the board chair for Richmond's Chamber of Commerce. He says about three-quarters of the chamber's membership did not support the measure, but the group didn't take a formal position. Davenport, who runs a private security and limo business, points out that most private employers aren't affected at all.
I mean, when someone fills the application, you interview them, you can say, okay, I'd like to hire this person, but you have all the information there, so you can do a background check before you call them in.
Legally, it's not okay to have a blanket policy against hiring people with a criminal background. But it's a hard law to enforce, especially for small businesses. And that's why Ban the Box advocates in Richmond and across the Bay in San Francisco insist on more protective laws. In fact, San Francisco passed the nation's first Ban the Box law a decade ago. We're in front of San Francisco's main branch library during Cheryl Smith's lunch break. We're using a pseudonym because she feels like she's stigmatized when people find out about her past. She tried unsuccessfully to find work for a couple of years due to a theft-related felony conviction in 2008.
When they found out about my conviction, some, you know, blatantly told me before they even ran my criminal history that because I had a felony conviction that I wasn't going to be able to work with them. Some gave me the justice of at least running my conviction and then told me that they would have to deny me employment. And those were the times I was lucky enough to even be interviewed.
She eventually connected with Goodwill Industries and proved herself to be an outstanding worker. She was specially selected by the company to interview for a job with the city and county of San Francisco.
But only guaranteed the first interview. You had to earn everything after that.
She believes when she can bring up her criminal record in person, she still has a chance to get the job.
I felt like they more understood that it's not that black and white. I went through all my interview process and they got to know me for my work ethic. I got to display the experience I had and the skill that I would bring to the table before that ever even came up.
San Francisco Board Supervisor Jane Kim wants to take it further.
What this is really about is about giving people a fair opportunity to work and for housing for those that want to work and want access to housing.
She and fellow supervisor Malia Cohen have introduced what they call the Fair Chance Ordinance, a policy that would make city contractors, many private companies, and public housing providers wait to ask about criminal backgrounds until after an interview. Cohen says,
we're not asking employers and housing providers to give them a preference, let's be clear, but we are asking them to not automatically disqualify someone solely based on a conviction history.
The full board passed the resolution yesterday. As San Francisco and Richmond continue to expand protections for this constituency, California will begin to enforce its own version of Ban the Box in July, which will require state and local agencies to postpone background checks until later in the hiring process. For Cross Currents, I'm Kyungjin Lee.